Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Relesh Radio. We're here with your 2024 Class 1A State Girls Tennis Champions, the Pella Dutch. A wild finish against Xavier, 5-4. We've got the six who played today: Lily Van Dusseldorp, Claire Smock, Emily Blom, Allery Else, Bryn Higginbotham, and Mallory Westerkamp. Lily, you're the first one to my left, so I'll start with you. How special was today in this moment?
Yeah, it was really bittersweet for a lot of us. This is a lot of us last time playing as Lady Dutch, so I don't know. I try to soak it every last minute, and I was able to cheer on a lot of my teammates, all my closest friends, so it was really fun.
Claire, what a week for you. Yeah, less than 24 hours ago, you were playing soccer on your way back here, and then you're going back to soccer, but today in between, you're a state champion. What did it mean to be able to come out today and really perform for your team?
And it means a lot that all my girls support me, soccer and tennis team, and all my coaches are there for me, so it just means a lot to have a close-knit family.
Emily, a year ago to qualify for state, it came down to a similar fashion. You had to be at a super tiebreaker. Now, here you are winning a state championship. What has this last year been like since that moment, and what does it mean to be able to finish it in such an exciting way?
I think we all decided last year that we're going to make it here this year, and I think we all put in the work, and we all built each other up and encouraged each other, so it means a lot to have that like full circle moment and to prove that we did it.
Well, in Allery, it was a really tough road to get to state, too. You played some great teams, Ballard among those, all the way up through Spencer before this. What did it mean to really prove you were the best in Class 1A with the schedule you played this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, you go into it thinking, oh, like, you don't have perspective on how, like, lucky you are to be part of such a program like this. So then, like, going through the road to state, we really kind of realized, oh, we have something here and we can actually go and get the state championship. And I'm so glad that we did today.
One, Bryn, before you guys played Xavier, coach was talking about now you get to play real tennis. This is what you've been working for a year. And you even had to battle at number six and at number two doubles. What was that like to be out there playing that level of tennis, knowing that every point really did count?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's so fun. And really to take the time, like we've been talking about, like we worked so hard in practice. Like every day we drove to be better, and just doing it out on the court and fighting for every point, it was way better than playing someone that we'd have to like lower our standards to sometimes, where we really had to fight for this and work hard for it.
Well, Mallory, you were one of the few here who lost in singles and had to come back and really played well in doubles. What does that say about this team and the resiliency? This even dates back to last year, your ability to come back and overcome adversity.
I really just think that it's just like the team that builds me up personally, and I know that everyone else feels that too. We're just really tight-knit like a family, so they just all have your back, and even though I might have lost my singles, Bryn and I were ready to come back in our doubles and really clean up shop.
We're here with the Pella Girls tennis team. They're your state champions. So, Claire, your week continues. What has this been like trying to juggle all this, final soccer and tennis, and how do you mentally get yourself ready now to play in 24 hours?
It's a lot, but like I said, I have people who support me and who trust me. And I know it's hard finishing off this last week of junior year, but my teachers have been very kind about how I'm finishing off my finals, and I don't know, I'm just super excited. My adrenaline's still pumping, so I'm just pumped.
Well, and Lily, obviously this program has really grown to this point, and they were a runner-up a few years ago, back before COVID. What does it mean now to build the program back up to where it is and to leave this legacy as a senior?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I know, like a lot of people said already, that we just worked so hard to get here. This was our goal, to come here and win. And I think we're all just, like, super accomplished, feel super accomplished about it. And starting tennis as a sophomore and being able to be here now, it's just been really nice and put in a lot of hard work. And so I'm just really proud of everyone.
Well, and Emily, four-time regional champion, three-time place winner, and now you got to help be a part of this big comeback against Xavier. What does this moment mean to you to culminate 4 years and to really leave this lasting mark here on the program?
It means so much. It's, like, totally surreal because I don't think, like, all of us wanted it, but it just is just surreal that it happened, and I think we can all just be super proud of ourselves for everything that we've accomplished.
Mallory, you're also a four-year letter winner. What does this program mean to you, and what did it mean to finish with this high note?
Yeah, I think especially Emily and I, as freshmen were talking about earlier, like, we always, like, throw out the idea of, oh, and then next year we're going to win state. But I think as this year went on, it kind of dawned on us that it was going to be a reality. But like she said, it's so surreal. Like, we're standing here in pink T-shirts and bucket hats. Like, it's awesome.
It's so great.
And don't forget the tiaras. We got tiaras,
and the tiaras
too.
Yes.
And Brynn, a similar question. What does it mean to finish in green and white and to have this opportunity to be a state champion?
Mm-hmm. It means so much. I mean, we've repeated it multiple times, but we really did work hard every practice and put in what we really needed to be here right now and be in the spot where we're at.
And Mallory, this senior class is obviously so special, and I'm sure they're special to you. What does it mean to finish with this group of girls and have this opportunity to share this championship with the senior class?
It really means a lot because these are, like, definitely my best friends, and, like, being on the team with them, for, like, most all of them for the last 4 years has been really special, and just to see our personal growth, and, like, we just really support each other, and, yeah.
Your Class 1A state champions, the Pella girls tennis team, they're able to finish at 5-4 against Xavier. Congratulations, lady. So we have a lot of celebrating to do, and we'll see you back in Pella. Thank you.
Thank you.